Blackstone Publishing presents How to Nourish Your Child Through an Eating Disorder, a simple plate-by-plate approach to rebuilding a healthy relationship with food, by Casey Crosby, RD-CSSD, and Wendy Sterling, MSRD-CSSD. This book is read by Dara Rosenberg. All charts, diagrams, and photographs that appear in the print edition of this book can be found in the bonus PDF file that accompanies your audiobook CD or download. Forward. Only 2 decades ago, there was no evidence-based treatments for anorexia nervosa, AN, a disorder that had been first described in the medical literature in 1874. The common approach used until then was hospitalization for weight restoration plus individual therapy and family therapy aimed at developmental and family psychopathology. As Casey Crosby and Wendy Sterling point out, things have changed. Instead of therapy aimed at changing psychological or family factors, family-based treatment, FBT, targets eating and other weight loss behaviors that maintain low weight. FBT has emerged as an evidence-based first-line treatment, recognized by treatment guidelines around the world. The plate-by-plate approach introduced in How to Nourish Your Child Through an Eating Disorder uses the rationale and interventional structure of FBT as its basis. While the empirical support for FBT did not include the type of dietary consultation provided in this book, many parents using FBT have requested this assistance to help them be more successful in overcoming the behavioral challenges associated with their child's self-starvation and overexercise. Because FBT is fundamentally about empowering parents to make decisions themselves as how best to change these behaviors in their own homes and families, it requires a delicate balance when consulting about diet and activity. Trying to tell parents exactly what to do with strict rules on how to feed their child leads to many problems, including unproductive arguments over nutritional details and rigid rule following that ends up reinforcing eating-related preoccupations. On the other hand, not providing some guidance at times leaves parents feeling overwhelmed and uncertain about how best to proceed. This book succeeds by providing guidance for families to consider while promoting their own decision-making about what actually will work for their family and parenting style. It is my sincere hope that families find the guidance for improving nutrition in How to Nourish Your Child Through an Eating Disorder useful.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?